And now, to with no further ado, we are now going to have our Vacation Bible School program.
We got to learn a lot of fun songs this week, and we got to learn a lot of actions for them, and some of the kids knew the actions better than I did, so that was cool. We have a smaller group, but we have some good little singers here today. So we're going to sing. First song is Sing, Shout, and Clap. And they like to shout.
Our theme this week was water, and we learned about five countries with living water for the world. Purification systems have been built. Our focus for the first day was water is necessary to life. The story of Hagar and Ishmael. This story in the Bible is in the book of Genesis. Back in this time, it was accepted for a man to have more than one wife. Hagar was Abraham's second wife, and they had a son named Ishmael. Sarah, Abraham's first wife, finally had a son that they named Isaac. As time went on, Sarah grew jealous and convinced Abraham to send Hagar and Ishmael away into the desert. They started walking across the desert with just one jug of water. Soon they ran out of water, and Ishmael collapsed and began to cry. Hagar fell on her knees and began to pray to God to save them. God said to Hagar, "Do not be sad. I will show you a well, and you will have all the water you want." God led Hagar to the well, and she brought water to her son. Our focus for the second day was water is scarce in many places. Our presentation is the story of Moses bringing water from a rock. This story is in the Bible. The story is in the Bible of the book of Exodus. Moses had brought the Hebrews out of slavery in Egypt. They were very happy. Over time, they began to grumble and complain that they were hungry. So Moses prayed to God. So Moses prayed to God, and God sent a food called manna every morning but Sunday. This made the Hebrews happy again. But soon they began to groan and complain. They were very thirsty. So Moses prayed to God, and God told him to strike his staff on a special rock, and water would rush out. So Moses struck the special rock with his staff. And the water rushed out. And the Hebrews weren't thirsty anymore. Be happy, happy, happy. Our focus for the third day was water can be dangerous. Our presentation is the story of Noah. This story in the Bible is in the book of Genesis. God was angry with people on earth. They were evil and sinning a lot. There was one man and his family that were following God. His name was Noah. God told Noah to build an ark. Then he told him to fill the ark with two of every kind of living creature, one male and one female. after Noah had gotten his family and all the animals on the ark, the rain began to fall. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And all the evil in the world at this time was destroyed. When the rain stopped, God set a promise that would never flood the world again. God gave us a rainbow to remind us of his promise. Our focus for the fourth day was water is a sign of grace. This is the story of Jesus' baptism. This story in the Bible is in the book of Matthew. John was Jesus' cousin. He went all over the countryside telling people about God and telling them to ask for God's forgiveness. When they did, then he baptized them as a sign. They were forgiven. Some people called him John the Baptist. One day, he was by a lake, and Jesus came along and asked John to baptize him. John didn't think he should do it because he knew Jesus was above him. Jesus convinced him after John baptized him, a dove landed on his shoulder, and God's voice said, "This is my son, in whom I am well pleased."
Our focus for the fifth day was, Jesus gives us living water. This is the story of Jesus and the woman at the well. This story in the Bible is in the book of John. Samaritans and Jews had not liked each other for years. Also, men weren't supposed to talk to any woman in public, unless she was their wife. Jesus is sitting by the well. It was hot. All the women of the town, but one, had to come to the well to get their water. When it was cool, the one came along at noon when it was hot because she wasn't liked. Her jug was heavy without any water. It would be even heavier filled with water. She sighed as she set the jug down by the well. When she looked up, she saw a man sitting near the well. He wasn't a Samaritan.
"I'm thirsty.
She was very surprised to hear the man speak to her.
"Who are you?"
"My name is Jesus. I am looking for, waiting for my Savior to get on."
The Samaritan woman handed Jesus a cup of water and watched as he drank.
"That was good. Thank you. I was very thirsty."
And then they began to talk. Jesus knew all about her. He told her that he was the special one, promised by God. He told her he could give her living water so that she would never again be thirsty. The Samaritan woman was so excited that she ran to the town to tell everyone about Jesus. She told every person she met, even people who didn't like her.
"Come and see a man I met by the well. I wonder if he could be the Messiah. Come with me to the well."
Many people heard about Jesus that day because the Samaritan woman shared her exciting story.
we learned with hand actions, and also it's a song that we could take with us with all the countries that we travel to spread God's love. And we can spread God's love even in our own hometowns and at school, or we can go to foreign countries to do it. So this is a beautiful song called Spread His Love.
And they colored it in. And what did we make our fifth day?
Paper beads.
paper beads. And these are from the countries. These are either games or something they enjoy from the countries that we visited while we were overseas.
Coming to church, the children's church in Caius, ahead of that program, and I'm so
through the buster. And, you know, we so thank, again, the volunteers that put in so much of their time, so much of their effort into making this a successful Vacation Bible School this year for this ministry. So with that being said, if you would please bow your heads, and I would like you to raise your hands, because I would like you to receive the benediction this morning. May the Lord bless and keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine down upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and bring you peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Please join us for fellowship afterwards to celebrate the programs the children did this morning. We love having you. We hope that you come back. And again, please, you know, the children love being here. We love having them. And again, we will have our first children's church service on next Sunday at 9 o'clock. Thank you for coming, and have a beautiful, blessed day.